Well, the West have turned themselves inside out, haven't they, to confront this Islamic State outfit. But you have to wonder whether or not we haven't concentrated too hard on the battlefield and not hard enough on the money, which keeps the Islamic State wheels, or ISIS wheels, turning. I see a British parliamentary committee has been told ISIS is making millions for its war chest by playing foreign currency markets under the noses of our banks. The committee was told that ISIS is earning up to $27.4 million a month from currency speculation on financial markets in the Middle East. And it was told seed money for this trading, and we've told you about this before, had been looted from banks during ISIS's takeover of the Iraqi city of Mosul in 2014. Apparently, ISIS stole an estimated $581 million in cash from the Mosul branch of Iraq's central bank in 2014. ISIS has also siphoned off money from pension payments still being made by the Iraqi government to civil servants in Mosul and used that money to play currency markets. John Barron, the chairman of the British Parliamentary Committee, said the cash that ISIS has looted, along with siphoned off pension payments, is routed into Jordanian banks and brought back into the system via Baghdad. In December, the Central Bank of Iraq named 142 currency exchange houses in Iraq that the US suspected of moving funds for Islamic State. We're being played for mugs. We're being played for mugs. Are there a few strategists anywhere in government who can be smarter in their approach to the Middle East than currently is the case?